Today I want to discuss some of the halakhot associated with Kol Nidre night, the night of Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Yud Tet deals with the Seder Leil Yom HaKippurim. The Ramah mentions that the minhag is to start saying Kol Nidre whilst it's still daytime, and you drag it out until nighttime so that you'll be davening Maariv at night. Why is it important to start saying it during the day? We've got a principle that you can't do Hatarat Nadarim on Shabbat or Yom Tov, and therefore you have to do it Mirbo Od Yom. So even though Kol Nidre isn't actually really Hatarat Nadarim, because this is a Machloket Rishonim, exactly what text we should be saying, whether it's going on the past or the future. And we Paskin, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's going on the future. Nevertheless, seeing as it's similar to Hatarat Nadarim, we want to do it during the day. This fact or distinction, the subtle difference between it being Hatarat Nadarim or being similar to Hatarat Nadarim, is going to be particularly important this year, where lots of shuls are having a late service on Kol Nidre night, because you can't get everybody in at the first service. So the question would come up whether you should do Kol Nidre even though it's after nightfall. So minimally we've got the consideration that it's not really Hatarat Nadarim, so there's actually no real issur in doing it on Yom Tov itself. So that's one reason that it can be said at nightfall. Also, there is a consideration that if it's Tzorech Hayom, so then you can do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. So one could argue that this is Tzorech Hayom. Further consideration is that, according to some poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, Kol Nidre isn't a Hatarat Nadarim whatsoever, and it's got no technical advantage or effectiveness whatsoever. It's simply a tefillah for whatever we want to be davening for on Yom Kippur night, and that obviously doesn't need to be said before Yom Tov starts. We have Birkat Shehiyanu in Shul. It's worth flagging up that, of course, women who've said Shehiyanu when they lit the Yom Tov candles shouldn't repeat it in Shul. Interestingly, the Rama quotes the view of the Maharil that one has to be careful not to change any of the minhagim of the shul, even that's as far as the nigulim are concerned or the piyutim. So it's always a question, does that mean to say that you can't change any tunes whatsoever? So presumably there are certain things which have very fixed standard tunes which aren't changed. You know, the nusach for you couldn't change that and do it to Shwekis Vahisha Amda, but perhaps other parts of the tefillah, that's some of the piyutim, etc., but there's no absolutely fixed tune, then it would be less problematic to change it. That's the minhag on Yom Kippur night and day is to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Tor out loud. That's the Shulchan Aruch mentions that it's necessary to have a person standing on either side of the Shliach Tzibur. The reason is for this is we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time when Yahshua was fighting against Amalek, he had Aaron and Hur on either side of him, and this is a model for a Tanit Tzibur, that the Shliach Tzibur is supported, as it were, by a person on each side. That's the Mishnah Brura mentions that our minhag is now that we only do that for Kol Nidre, not throughout the whole day, though Rav Soloveitchik was makpid that this should be done throughout the entire day. That's the night for the Slichot, and then in the daytime for the Chazarat Hashatz of each of the four services. We also have the minhag to take Sifrei Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh. That's for Kol Nidre. Some places they put them back, they just take them around the shul and then put them back. Others, they stand them by the Shliach Tzibur. Again, this question came up this year. Is it necessary to take the Sifrei Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh and bring them to the Shliach Tzibur? That's less important than having the two people standing on either side of the Shliach Tzibur. But obviously, if it's possible to bring the Sifrei Torah to where the Shliach Tzibur is, that's without inconvenience too many people and getting in the way of too many people, then it seems that it should be done as usual. The Shulchan Aruch talks about those who spend the night in shul. This was a minhag that some people had, that they would spend most of the night saying Tehillim on Yom Kippur night and Tchinot. And if they got tired later on in the night, so then they would move towards the back of the shul and sleep on the benches at the back of the shul. But a person who's intending to sleep soundly through the night should go home and sleep in their bed. Worth flagging up that, of course, Kol Nidre night is a night for Avodat Hashem, or preparing for Avodat Hashem. It's not a night to come home from shul and sit reading the newspaper or a good novel or playing backgammon with the family or whatever it might be. But it's an occasion to learn Torah, say Tehillim, and get a good night's sleep, so one will have energy for the Avodah of the next day. Wishing everybody Gemar v'Chatimah Tova.